This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's in your mind is on when the government is not. When your favorite venue is not because of the snow or something, neither rain nor sleet nor snow will stop the post office or what's in your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, Todd Mitchell back. We're brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson Sons, started back in 1908 when snow plowing was a much different technology. Actually, it was probably the same. You'd take a big metal hunk and you shove the snow aside. So maybe it wasn't all that different. But it was a little trickier to have high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Now, they not only do it for Bismarck, Mandan, and across North Dakota, but South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Commercial Services is one of the oldest mechanical companies in the city. They pride themselves on thousands of buildings. They've installed the plumbing and piping systems not only in Bismarck, Mandan, but throughout the state of North Dakota. They're a Link service contractor allowing you to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for your building. Check out the free estimates, by the way, too. So why not? Just ask. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Or they still have the voice phone hooked up because some people still use that technology. 7-1. I laugh because we're breeding a whole new slew of people who are just so averse to using a voice phone. 701-223-3393, 223-3393 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. 8 after the hour, Todd Mitchell, and in for Scott Hennon, who's off shopping, who's off for one more day of Boxing Day because he didn't get all his boxing done yesterday. Ron Ness is here.
Good morning, and it is... My, what a difference a day makes in the northern Great Plains, isn't it, Todd?
Everybody kept singing, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, and it came.
All of a sudden, everybody on your streets out with the snowblowers at 6:15 this morning. But
that's why I got out there last night, because I thought, well, I know there's still a little bit falling, but I want to get the main gist of it out there, and then I could get that Dakota snowblade out and, you know, get the rest of it out of the way. So
I snowblowed 3 times, so the second time was mostly just punishment to my 16-year-old son to get him out of the house yesterday afternoon, so I knew I was going to have to do it again.
You snowblew or he snowblew?
I made him come out and
do
it.
You made him do it. Okay.
He was nowhere to be found this morning or yesterday morning, but I thought we needed to do it again yesterday.
Some kids grow up on farms where they're working all day, every day, and it doesn't matter whether there's an inch, a foot, or whatever of snow.
Yeah, I've got a couple little great-nephews that are out there with little, they're 8 and 9 years old. They got their little snowblowers, and they're out there ready to do business this morning.
There you go.
But you got the 16-year-old, there's not a chance. So, well, good morning. We have actually a lot to talk about today, and we've got some great guests, and we're going to really try and get some calls in, text or calls in to these wonderful guests, and you can send those in now or while they're here. But at the 9:30 hour, we're going to have Representative Mike Nathy from Bismarck. He is the prime sponsor of a bill called Operation Prairie Dog, which is going to be, for the first time, begin to distribute monthly oil and gas tax revenues across the entire state, not just to the oil and gas producing counties, cities, and townships. So it's something that Senator Wardner and Senator Nathy Representative Nathy have worked on extremely hard, and Mike's going to be here to kind of explain it, what it means to people all across North Dakota. And in the 10 o'clock hour, I think it's very... timely, we're going to have Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger here. He's got some sales tax information to announce, but primarily I asked him on to talk about the 2018 federal tax reform. There's a lot of questions about if you give a charitable donation right now, does it have the same meaning it had a year ago in terms of your tax filings that are going to take place early next year? And Ryan's going to go through that federal tax reform, what it's meant to North Dakota, but more importantly, be here to answer some questions. He'll be here from the 10 to 10:30 hour on if you're going to be doing your taxes, what do my charitable contributions and what other things have changed in terms of that tax reform package that was passed a little under a year ago by Congress. And finally, I think this is a fantastic topic for today. Is Game and Fish Commissioner Terry Steinwand is going to be here. And obviously, if you were outside with my dogs this morning, Todd, you know that it's a world of difference out there for not only all of us, but wildlife. And
especially if you're a small breed dog or wildlife.
They still wanted to fetch, but they had to dig. So we know that our North Dakota wildlife is tough, and certainly it's all about habitat. And there was recently a farm bill passed, and Terry and I are going to talk about what was in that farm bill for habitat and ranchers and farmers and other producers to encourage or promote habitat, which we all share the love for the great outdoors. So you can call at any time with 1-800-228-0550, directly at 258-0550, or you can text at 226-8503. So we encourage your calls today. There's lots going on out there. If you've got comments on the government shutdown, certainly the snow impacts, what's going across. I haven't heard, Todd.
Three flights into and three flights out of Hector are now canceled. So, I mean, it's the domino effect is probably going to be at play here where things start to... You know, they try to get everything on time, but you may get bumped and bumped and bumped. Who knows?
So. I would imagine Minneapolis is a mess, too. I don't know what they got down there. But.
They're going to get more of a freezing rain event. So, obviously, with travel, you may not have the visibility problem, but you certainly have a problem with actually getting around.
I think we've got a call from Terry.
Well, hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to... I had a question about this government shutdown. When they shut down the government, if they shut it down for 2 weeks, at the end of that 2 weeks, do those people get paid for the time that they were off, or do they lose that pay?
Terry, just from by the way, thanks for the question this morning, but I believe, and just what I've seen and read, is that federal employees I believe there's somewhere around like 340,000 of them that are furloughed, that they, under federal law, they will be paid, but there is no pay that goes out during the time in which the government is shut down. So they're really a deferred pay, but they are required to be paid. And there are go ahead, Terry.
That's kind of what I was questioning, because if they could change that, so if he shuts it down, if he has to shut down the government, and if they didn't get paid, it would get straightened out a whole lot quicker.
Well, maybe if Congress didn't get paid, it would get straightened out a whole lot quicker.
Those senators are donating their pay, but still, you're right. I mean, why are they getting paid, but, you know, the quote-unquote rank and file is not, and you're right. There's a problem.
Well, I heard Heidi and some Congress people saying they were going to donate their money to a charity. British time during the shutdown, that's what enticed my call.
Because, okay. Yeah, Hovind and Hyde Camp both are, so.
Yeah, and I think if there's a shutdown, I don't think Congress or any of that should get reimbursed for the shutdown. If it's shut down, they should lose the pay, and things would happen a whole lot quicker.
At least it's a nice gesture that they're willing to cough up their pay, because then at least they don't look like they're trying to get greedy off of it, where they're trying to benefit whereas others are suffering. They're at least willing to say, you know. But, yeah, I totally agree. There is a problem when you have Congress, you know, getting paid, but everybody's working their butts off not. That's a problem.
Terry, I'm wondering, just when do you think the government shutdown would personally affect you? At what point? I think we're on day... Four or something like that today, maybe six.
Five or six.
Yeah, maybe it's day six today, but I don't know. And I think in North Dakota during Christmas season, if you're going to shut down the federal government, it was probably the timing worked out pretty well. But I'm sure all of us will.
Yeah, how much
recognize
really gets
between, what happened?
How much gets done between Christmas and New Year's anyway, right? So many people end up taking off time anyway, but still.
Terry, thanks for the call this morning. How's the snow out in your Sterling area?
Let Congress take their vacation and get that pay instead of get paid. Anyway, that was my thought.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Terry. And we encourage other calls today. Again, 1-800-228-0550. At 701-258-0550, or you can text at 701-226-8503. We've got the tax commissioner here. We got the game and fish commissioner here. And, of course, we have got Representative Mike Nathy with the upcoming legislative session. You're beginning to see a lot of discussions about bills. Of course, they'll be coming a week from now. There'll be a tremendous amount of legislation coming forth because they have 80 days, and it's a very tight time frame. So you've really got to get those bills out there and get them in play. North Dakota is a very, very arduous process. You have a bill in the House. It has to go through a House committee, then to the House floor. And then around what we call crossover, it goes over to the Senate. It goes through the Senate committee, then through the Senate floor. So that's the uniqueness of the North Dakota process. Every bill that's filed is going to get a vote up by a committee and a vote by the entire chamber in which it was filed. So in most states, a chairman can just basically put a bill in their desk and nobody will ever see it again if the chairman doesn't like it. So not the case in North Dakota. So we encourage your call today. We'll be right back, and our guests will be here at 9:30.
Brought to you by, in part, Mineral Tracker. Info at MineralTracker.com. Using a shoebox doesn't work. Take control of your minerals. Using Mineral Tracker is a one-month free trial. Info at MineralTracker.com. More What's in Your Mind is on the way.
0550.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's on Your Mind brought to you by High Plains Apache. They have a field service technician opening in Mandan. Great pay, team environment, benefits. Interested? Email a cover letter to resume. Jobs@HighPlainsApache.com. Jobs@HighPlainsApache.com. It is 20 after the hour. Todd Mitchell and pinch hitting for Scott Hennon so we can go shopping today and have one more day of Boxing Day is Ron Ness.
Well, thank you, Todd. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about the weather, and Terry had a good question about what are the impacts of the government shutdown. And I think this time it's a little bit different in the past. This time the full military, I believe, is already kind of under the emergency plan, so they're still at their jobs and working. So I'm not sure how long this is going to last. It seems like the president is pretty firm in his commitment to get the wall built and get it funded. And certainly the other side is pretty firm in their willingness not to let that happen. So it's certainly 2 years out from the next election, so there's a lot of time that can transpire regardless of what happens. But I think it's interesting. So, Jim, we've got a call from Jim on related to property tax. Todd, if you want to tee that up.
Jim,
good morning, Jim.
What is on your mind today?
Yeah, you had the governor on a while back talking about the budget. Now you had the mayor on there talking about what he plans spending money on. But I never heard anybody talk about property tax relief, which I think that was on one of the governor's promises to the people in the community here. What's going on here?
Jim, we will have Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger on the 10:30 hour, and actually at 10 o'clock. So we will ask Tax Commissioner about what is in the proposed budget. I believe the property tax, I'm not sure at what extent the governor funded property tax in his budget, but ultimately that is a determination of the legislature. And in the 2017 legislature, you know, a lot of that property tax, those property tax rebates or subsidies had been that were funded from the oil and gas tax revenues, that had to be trimmed back. I think the 12% had to be trimmed back in the last session. So you can look at your property tax bill and still see. But those property taxes, of course, are levied locally. So your school, your county, and your city, in Bismarck, your park district has a big impact on that. So, but we'll ask the tax commissioner for you if you want to be listening in the 10 to 10:30 hour about what he's seeing in the budget for property tax and what happened to your property tax. Did you get your bill yet?
Oh, yeah,
the property tax
keeps going up, and you know they can stop funding the schools because they ain't learning. What was the thing about most of the people in the valley? They vote Democrat? Well, they're not learning nothing in school then. So, you know, what the heck? You know, you're bragging about all the money you're taking in, about, oh, we're getting all this income, you know, all these taxes from the revenue and all this. Hey, give it back to the people who actually live here and, you know, try to live here on a budget.
Well, we've Jim, we've got, we happen to have Representative Mike Nathy sitting here and waiting for his time slot. But, Mike, a lot of that property tax funding for schools was shifted over to the state, I believe, in the 2015 session, was it not?
Good morning, Ron and Todd. Good to see you again. A lot of it was shifted over in 13 when we redid the K-12 formula, and I was the chairman back at that.
And explain how that what the shift means and where that.
Well, back in 13, we were only funding, the state was funding about 40-some% of education. And with the new K-12 formula that we had to help the schools fund their education and that sort of stuff, we upped the state share to about 80%. And now that has eroded a little bit as time has come along and as property taxes have inched up. But to your caller's concerns, I mean, he's right. I mean, people get a little frustrated when they see their tax returns and their property taxes are going up. But again, you pointed out that problem mainly sits at the local level. And so people have got to take responsibility about who you're putting in those seats in the school boards, in the cities, in the counties, because those are the ones that raise your property taxes. The legislature does not have any say over as far as property taxes going up or down. We can give money to help with the relief, but when it comes to the year-to-year increases, that all falls at your local level.
But one of the things I find interesting is when there's a property tax bill before the legislature, the hearing rooms are full. But if you go to your local county commission or your local school board or your city commission meeting, when they begin working on their budgets, there's virtually nobody in those rooms. So, you know, there's your opportunity to get out and engage and make your opinion known in terms of the property tax. But I believe those property taxes are funded primarily through the Common Schools Trust Fund now, which is around $5 billion in the state land department trust budget. Those are primarily oil and gas, mineral leasing, and agricultural pasture leasing and things like that. And then, of course, the education was held whole this last session because there is the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, which is funded with oil tax revenues. So the schools did not take significant budget cuts like agencies did, correct?
Correct. Last session, we actually held them the same as far as the per pupil payment. So they've gone the last 3 years without any increase in the per pupil payment, and the governor has suggested in his budget a 2% increase, and there seems to be a lot of support for that. So they'll be discussed and vetted very well coming the session.
Todd, do we have another caller on the line this morning?
We are getting one. By the way, we're going to have breaking news coming up later this hour. Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney will have some breaking news regarding the Fargo-Moorhead Diversion Project. That due a little bit later on. But we do have a caller from Fargo. It's Chad. Chad, what's on your mind?
Well, I just think it's sort of a dirty little secret about the property taxes here in Fargo. I mean, yeah, the state tried to give us some relief as property owners, but then the city and the county and the school district come in and they reassess our values. Their friend tell me that my house is almost $300,000. I didn't buy it for that. I haven't sold it for that, and yet I'm being taxed at that. And I know if the property values fall like they always do in cycles, that, you know, I won't get that relief. They'll still assess it at $300,000. I think we're right that the people, the voters got to connect the dots and look at, like, people like Mahoney that are tax and spend liberal. I mean, he's spending our money as fast as he can pull it in.
Well, Chad, I think you're right in terms of your property tax can essentially, the formula can go down, but your house can be assessed at a higher value. Therefore, that's why you're seeing, you know, property taxes go up even in specifically like in Mandan. I think that's always been. So these are great topics, and I'm sure when the tax commissioner is here, we will get further into detail. But certainly I think you're right, Chad. Getting and engaging in your local politics and at a local level is the key to property tax. The legislature can continue to dump money forever, but it's never going to be able to manage it.
Well, one of the last meetings I went to, everyone in the meeting wanted a tax cut, and the school board actually is like, well, no, we're not listening to everyone in the meeting. We're just going to do the tax increase. It's very frustrating to live in Fargo as far as that, and I think personally myself, I'm probably leaving in 4 years if I don't see a change, because my friends that work in the government are telling that Fargo has a ton of unfunded liabilities in that.
All right, Chad, thanks for the call this morning. We're going to have to jump to a break, but of course everybody wants good schools, good roads in their communities, which is the other side of that story, right? So, Todd, we will be right back.
Fargo Mayor Mahoney's coming up with some Fargo-Moorhead Diversion breaking news at some point here in the next 15 minutes. Give or take, more on the way on What's on Your Mind.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the First Lady back in the United States after the two see U.S. troops unexpectedly in Iraq and Germany yesterday. The president tweeting this morning, we have incredible people representing our country, people who know how to win. The president goes on to ask if Democrats have finally realized that the southern border needs a wall to stop drugs and crime. The president was asked what it would take to end the government shutdown while visiting those troops in Iraq yesterday.
Whatever it takes. I mean, we're going to have a wall. We're going to have safety. We need safety for our country.
That partial shutdown's into day six now. The number of workers filing for unemployment benefits falling to a 49-year low last week. The Labor Department says it came in at 216,000 first-time filings, about 1,000 less than economists had forecast. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Cotins know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3 billion economic impact, and $100 million into the state's coffers and taxes. New statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy's future is secure and to protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. 27 before the hour, Scott in and off with one more Boxing Day today, but Ron S. is in on What's in Your Mind.
So there's an old video from the 1950s in the oil and gas industry, and it's a day like this, and a guy's climbing off of a rig, and the foreman says, "Where are you going?" He says, "To get my gloves." He says, "Where are your gloves?" "In Oklahoma." So we are going to need workers after today.
And that's the ad that came on right after the ad for with Santa Claus selling cigarettes to kids as he's sitting there smoking. Ah, those were the days.
It's days like this that you turn around and you hope your workover rig crew isn't all in a suburban headed to Texas.
You find out, are they from Texas? And it's their, you know who is their first North Dakota winner, right? They're exactly. Already creeping out, and the rest of us are going, it's back, so what?
What just happened? and that's part of our discussion later today with the Game and Fish Commissioner, Terry Steinwand, is that North Dakota wildlife needs to be tougher than most, like our workforce out there. So we're going to encourage you to call and text in. We are going to be going live to the mayor when the mayor jumps on to for this game-breaking news out
Steve
of Fargo.
Steve Austin will be talking to Mayor Mahoney in a matter of a few minutes.
Yeah. So as previously announced and introduced somewhat to fix me out of a property tax question debate, but thanks, Mike. So Mike Nathy represents District 30, which is east side of Bismarck, and he's our guest today. Mike has been in the legislature for how long now, Mike? Ten years? Five sessions, so this will be your sixth session?
My sixth one. I can't believe I'm saying already 10 years already, so it goes quick.
Yeah, all of a sudden, 10 years. You know, and this is part of the discussion that I always hear folks in other states talk about term limits. And just think, some of these states have 8-year term limits. You really just start to understand how government works. And I've always thought that if you impose term limits like that, what happens is the bureaucrats completely take over because the legislators don't understand the agencies and how things flow. And I don't know how at what point there's a way to do that properly, but you can see just from your
You're exactly right. When I was first elected, I was all for term limits. And I changed my mind not because I am now in the legislature, but I went to a symposium out at the University of Virginia a number of years ago and got talking to a fellow legislator from Michigan, a state house rep, and he was being term limited out. And he was complaining about term limits, and I figured, well, he's just complaining because he's going to be out of a job. But as you say, it's the bureaucrats that end up running it, unelected bureaucrats that end up running state government. They have all the institutional knowledge. Just when you get ready, just when you start to really get your mind around this, all of a sudden you're term limited out. So, and I tell everybody we do have term limits. It's called elections every 4 years. And if you take a look at the House in just the last 5-6 years, we've had a tremendous amount of turnover. And so it's happening in this state. If people aren't unhappy with their representative, they'll vote them out.
And I think this year is probably one of the years in which there's the lowest number of new legislators. There were some retirements, but primarily there were very few changes via the election. But boy, in the last three cycles, there have been a lot of flip.
Exactly. The cycle of 16, that was we had a lot of new legislators in there.
So people sweep in and people sweep out and some stay for a while. But I assume that as a part-time legislator, your business would probably do quite well if you were term limited out.
I don't know who'd be happier if I was term limited out, the constituents or my staff. I think my staff likes it when I'm out of the office for a while.
It's a tremendous commitment, though, by North Dakota legislators across the whole. And I always commend everyone that serves an office, whether it's on a local level or state level. These are part-time jobs. You are not paid primarily for the job that you do in terms of the effort and work that you put forth, but it's a big task and it's important.
Yeah, especially the out-of-town legislators. I kind of have it made. I can still go home every night, see my family sleep in my bed, but guests from out of town really sacrifice.
And Congressman Armstrong is on his way to Washington, so he's putting on a new hat, and he's going to be sworn in, I believe, next Thursday around noon. So we will I'm going to be hosting next Wednesday, so we'll try and get Congressman Armstrong on as well. So Mike, you're here today to talk about a bill in which you are the primary sponsor for, which means you're going to kind of be the champion of this bill as it starts in the House of Representatives. You and Senator Wardner have titled this bill Operation Prairie Dog. Do you want to give us the basic concept so everybody across the state understands what we're talking about?
Just kind of starting from how we started, we had conversations, a couple of us here in the local area, Representative Todd Porter and Senator Dwight Cook and I, were talking about some of the oil impacts that have been affected to the area. So we were talking about how we can help our communities and got talking to Senator Wardner and started working on this bill last spring, quite frankly. So this has been a team effort. Yes, I'm the prime sponsor of the bill, but that's because it's starting in the House. And I'm going to lead the way in the House. Hopefully it passes, and Senator Wardner will help us in the Senate. So it's been an absolute team effort in moving this along. We announced back in July that we were moving this statewide infrastructure bill along. You referred it to Operation Prairie Dog. That is a term that Senator Wardner came up with, and the media has definitely globbed onto, and everybody knows it as Operation Prairie Dog. So.
So, Mike, essentially the concept here is what? That the western county cities and townships directly receive for every barrel of oil out of the gross production tax, the tax in North Dakota, 5% gross production tax, 5% oil extraction tax. The extraction tax goes to schools, water projects, property tax relief, the state investment fund. Total, what we've since the Bakken has really taken off in 2007, I believe there's about $17 billion that have been collected in oil and gas tax revenues. Currently, and we'll ask the tax commissioner about this, currently I believe it's about 44% of all the tax revenues taken in a year over that 11-year period have come from oil and gas tax revenues alone, production taxes. So this concept is to do what for the rest of the state?
Well, what we did is we added in that oil and gas tax formula where it's kind of a flow of money that comes down and fills up these categories as the state collects this tax. What we did is add two more buckets, one for the cities and another one for counties and townships. to take some of that oil and gas tax money, accumulate it, and then we'll distribute it out to every city in the state, every county in the state, and every township in the state. So, and that money is to be used for their infrastructure needs, their projects, for new infrastructure or existing infrastructure. We have a formula that bases it on this for the cities, and then there's a separate formula for the counties and townships. So we're looking at $115 million per biennium for the cities, roughly $100 million for the counties, and roughly $15 million for the townships. So a total package is in the ballpark of $280 million.
And so let's define infrastructure. So I'm from Tallinn, North Dakota, and I've spoken to the mayor in Tallinn about this. So he's, you know, this isn't going to come in a lump sum like the surge fund. The surge fund was really money that had been set aside and the legislature decided to spend it. This is going to be part of a permanent, kind of a monthly distribution, or how will this?
Well, this is not just distributed until the buckets fill up to a certain amount. So there's a base level pay, for both the cities and counties. Once they've reached a little over $30 million, that is the initial money that's sent out to the political subdivisions, the cities and counties. When the rest of the bucket fills up, then it is all distributed to everybody across the state. In the bill, we have 10 very hard and fast definitions that the money can only be used for. It can be used for communication, electricity, transmission, stormwater, roads and bridges, lights, natural gas, sewer lines, wastewater, those sorts of things. So it's a very hard and fast definition. We have a reporting requirement that when they do receive the money, we want to know what the money is being used for and what the status is. And they have to report that to us every year. If they miss certain deadlines, they are then cut off from the money for 2 years. So this is a very significant amount of money, and we're very serious about making sure the money is being used for what we want it intended to be, because going back to the property tax discussion from earlier, that didn't always happen. So we want to.
So Mike, I assume communication would be like fiber optics, increasing the fiber network.
Yeah, mainly if you think about Siren, the emergency network, statewide radio, that thing that is being worked on right now. And we realized during DAPL we had some serious major problems. Or we would have patrol cars right next to each other that couldn't speak to each other on the radio. Okay. So
give us the parameters for everything going in the legislature is based upon a price, and in the terms of oil, it's always based upon price and production. And then what, for example, might a city of, let's start with Bismarck, get in terms of if those projections come true, and, of course, if they're underneath that or over that, they get more or less.
Well, and that's the beauty of this thing. So this is set up, the buckets will fill as low as $30 a barrel and 1.2 million production a day.
So 1.2 million barrels of oil a day from July 1, 2019 through June 30. 2021.
Yeah, we have this going from September 1 to August 31st. Low as $30 a barrel would fill. If it doesn't fill, then it is then prorated out. We have a formula on the city side that's based on property values and those sorts of things and population growth, and that's how we come up with the different figures for each city. Bismarck, for example, would be receiving in a neighborhood of $16 million. So it's $16 million that they can use towards their infrastructure needs. Bismarck, I was just given yesterday some capital improvement projections from the League of Cities. Bismarck is projected in the next 10 years to have over $625 million of infrastructure needs that needs to be addressed. So this bill, although won't take care of all that, but will help offset some of that, because they can use the $16 million for federal matching funds, those sorts of things. And, Ron, that's $16 million that the property tax owner does not have to pay, right? It doesn't get rid of your property tax, but it helps lessen the property tax burden on the citizens of North Dakota.
So as long as the spending isn't ratcheted up on the local level because of new dollars, and you use this truly for things that the property tax, they could essentially hold or lower the mills in each. So
yeah, this is taking that burden off of them. You bet. Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back, but we'd love your calls on this Operation Prairie Dog, which will distribute oil and tax revenues out to communities across the state for infrastructure.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, text into 701-226-8503. Also hear from Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney on the latest on the diversion coming up at some point here on What's on Your Mind on the Way.
Merry Christmas. I'm guessing 99% of gifts given are given to all kinds of people. Here's an opportunity to give a gift that is unique as the United States of America. It's the American flag. It's a flagpole. It's USA made. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. This year, give the gift this Christmas that celebrates freedom all year long. It's a flagpole for your home, your lake house, or your business. Call Jim at 701-571-3524 or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
All year long, Giving Heart State charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Heart State participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Heart State gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Heart State gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to 3 cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Looking to talk to Jim the Flagpole Guy. Don't know if we do we have Jim yet?
Hey,
we do! Jim, how are you today?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you too, my friend.
Hey, it's going to be a good New Year too. We're expanding. Todd, we're announcing that January, I believe, 7th, we're going on a 4-day road trip around North Dakota, and we have a couple of large clients coming on board where I'm going to be inspecting all of their flagpoles and servicing all their flags. Anybody interested that has large flags, I can save you money. So what we do is we show up at your place of business or home, and we assess your flagpole, and then I'll make any adjustments or repairs. And if you need a new flag, we'll rotate a new flag in for you. If you have large flags, we'll take your old flag with us, repair it, and then bring it back next time. And if you need a new one, we'll put a new one up. So pretty excited about this new arm of our business. And it's taken a while to manifest itself, and we're looking good for 2019, Todd.
You're not done until every yard and every business has a big flagpole and a great big flag on it, right?
Well, we should, yes. And I think it's becoming more and more important always to establish where we stand and how we react to everything that's going on. And one way to do that is to display the American colors. It's based on our Constitution and our pursuit of happiness and life and liberty.
Jim, the flagpole guy, American made and proud of it. It's 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim, was this our last chat for 2018? Am I going to talk to you until next year again then? Or?
Yeah, it'll be next year, Todd. Looking forward to it.
Well, Jim, this is Ron Ness. I had you over my home this year, and this is one serious guy about flags.
Oh, absolutely.
And he does
no
it right. It just wasn't the right fit for my yard, but honestly, if you've got a place for a really cool flag, this guy takes it extremely seriously, and he does it right. He does it right, or he doesn't do it at all. Is that right, Jim?
Well, that's correct. I kind of equate myself to some of these car building shows where they put kind of their own spin on it. Well, I have my own spin on the properly displaying the flagpole. I applaud anybody that puts a flagpole up in their yard. But if you put the right flagpole up, one with the correct size, it's not generally the biggest, but the right one where for the right engineering for the environment that we have here.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call today. We appreciate it, and Happy New Year to you. And putting flagpoles up in the middle of winter, there you go. There's a guy.
That's a hard worker right there. Jim, thank you so much.
So, Todd, we are unable to get Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney on the phone this morning, but he has indicated to WZFG Radio that a decision on the Red River Diversion Permit is expected this morning from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. The Department of Natural Resources permit is the final item that needs to be issued in order for the $2.8 million diversion to be fully legal process. Mayor Mahoney tells WZFG that the decision has been expected for some time by the end of 2018, and he got word this morning that it's going to happen. So Representative Mike Nathie is here, and I believe, Mike, that the legislature has set aside a big pile of water funding money for that project. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yes, we have, Ron. We have over the last couple sessions, quite frankly, and that news today, if it's true, is pretty big. And the Fargo diversion is going to be one of the hot topics that we discuss during this next session. So a lot of need for it out there, a lot of discussion for it out there. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes of it.
So, Representative Nathie, we were talking about Operation Prairie Dog, which is the statewide infrastructure funding plan, which would distribute oil and gas tax revenues as oil is produced every day. Essentially, it would begin accumulating. And you've got some numbers here over a 10-year period. If oil averages around $32 a barrel, which I'm hopeful it would almost be double that. I think even our agriculture industry and everybody recognizes these low gas prices are great, but they're not great for North Dakota in terms of agriculture or the energy industry and really in terms of state revenues. So looks like about $4 billion would be distributed excluding the oil-producing counties, right?
Right. It's $4 billion in non-oil-producing counties, and that's what this bill addresses. As you know, in the last several sessions, we've addressed the infrastructure build-out in the West because of the boom. And as I said before, as many times, now was the time we addressed the infrastructure needs for the rest of the state, and that it pertains to the non-oil-producing counties. The list of cities that you have there with the $4 billion are cities all in non-producing oil counties. Those are the biggest cities in North Dakota. The remaining 300-plus cities in North Dakota adds up to another $1 billion of infrastructure needs. So we're looking at probably a little in excess of $5 billion of infrastructure needs across the state in the next 10 years.
Well, I think that certainly we all recognize community infrastructure is important. Schools, roads, all of those things are important. This is a big step towards that. It'll be a great discussion during the 2019 legislature. So thank you for coming, and we will have you back another time to keep us updated on this important piece of legislation.
Thanks for having me.
More What's in Your Mind is on the way. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Ron S. in Poor Scott M.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Boy, if you've got a lot of saunas to choose from here, tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day. And that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake 2.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.